Yes, sir. We are zoned out from New York City. We got my homeboy up.
This pot smells delicious, and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew. Now, we're talking about beef stew.
Beef stew. Try this beef stew. Try this beef stew.
Next money, where you at?
Yo, I'm live. Yo, where you at?
I'm live and we zoned out. Yeah, today's guest, my homeboy, very special guest today, Architect. Architect, what's good, brother?
Yo, peace and blessings, hip hop, what's good?
Well, just here promoting your stuff this week. We got a topic we want to talk about involving the community. Want to definitely go through your music. Y'all are listening to Zoned Out on Beef Stew Radio. So, Architect, explain to me, you know, what you're going with the whole Green EP you're doing.
Well, basically, the Green EP drops on 420, and it's just a free download as a preview to my full-length album, which is also my first album, the Anti-Skinny Jeans LP. So, that's just like 6 or 7 songs that I put together, you know, for all my people that burn and elevate, you know what I'm saying? It's something that I do. So I figured, you know what, why not put it out there like that? And, you know, Green the color of money as well, so why not?
Definitely makes sense. It definitely makes sense. Your music is very powerful. I like the whole flow and all that. Explain to me, like, what are some of your inspirations, like, in daily life? Not as far as artists, but, like, daily life, things you go through that inspire you to come up with this music, man.
Well, I'm going to keep it 100 with you. What inspires me is just the pursuit of knowledge, man, and being happy and being able to share with people and being able to have something intelligent to talk about with people. And music gives us that when it's done correctly. Hip-hop culture gives us that. You know, this is a music and an art form for the working man and for the intelligent man. So, you know, at the end of the day, I find the inspiration in things like walking my dog, you know, watching things in the park go on and you know, watching people. And, you know, like right now I'm parked at the 7-Eleven. I could sit here for hours and watch people walk in and out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could just watch people walking in and out the 7-Eleven, buying them coffee, just day-to-day life. You know what I'm saying?
Right. That's beautiful. Because nowadays, a lot of the music is inspired by other things. But, like, I like that, man. It's natural music, strong music. Yo, Lex, what's good, brother?
Man, right now, I'm here, man. I'm listening, man. Everything is going live right now. I'm just here taking a minute right now. I just want to ask for the love, man, with the peace, with the union, and the community, where we stand right now at this time with Trinity and Mountain Life. There's a lot of things going on circling around, you know, in hip-hop. We got to take our toll and make sure, you know, as artists, go out there and try to make a difference. So, like, right now, I'm listening and everything's bugging me. I'm just trying to take a day every day, step for step, you know?
I hear you, brother. Well, we got my homie Architect on today. Yo, I got a question for you. Why do you think, like, as far as, like, today's topic is, the importance of unity in our communities. Now, that goes as far as just regular people, and it also goes to the artists. I'm going to hit you with a question as far as the artists go. Why do you think, like, a lot of the New York artists, the unity is not there. It's definitely not there. Like, why do you think, like, a lot of them are so ego-struck, right? What can we do to change that?
Well, I'm going to keep it 100 with you, Rick. Check this out, and I don't know how much time I got, but this is the point. The industry, the music industry, and for those that are listening and for those that don't know me, this is all I do. I've produced for some of the most legendary artists in the game. So my perception of this is not based on anything other than my day-to-day living, what I'm about to say. The music industry isn't designed for us to be unified. It's not designed for that. It's designed to conquer and divide us. It is designed primarily to separate people. It is designed to be... It's designed to be competitive amongst ourselves for a fake standard. Now, here's my point. If I said to you right now, if you sell 500,000 records, what does that mean you win? You
got to
sell gold. If you sell a half a million records, you could consider going gold. If you sell a million records, we going platinum. Now, my question is to all of these artists, whose standard is that? That's not a standard that we came up with. half the brothers that talk about gold and platinum don't even know where these things came from. So to answer your question, it's a lack of knowledge. There's no unity within society. So there can't possibly be any unity within New York. I mean, there's 6 million people in New York.
Right, right. Well, you know, at one time I feel the New York artists were kind of unified, you know, like in the early 90s, you had the whole slavery unit, a lot of artists stepping up together, representing, like, you don't see that now at all, man.
Right, but even then it was still based on money, because you would have to pay certain amounts of money, like, you understand something. You had records that people came out with, like the Stop the Violence movement, y'all remember that song, Self-Destruction. At the end of the day, they took that energy. If you notice what happened, when they seen that we were taking our music and being political with it and being activists with our music, that's when we noticed that it shifted.
Right.
There was a shift in it. So, you know, the industry itself, the music industry itself, the culture of America itself is not designed to bring people together. So the ramifications for me, and it's deeper than just hip-hop music, because we're talking about life here. We're talking about millions of people. Now, here's the challenge, and I put this out there to anybody that could refute my claim. There's 316 million people in the United States of America. There isn't 5,000 successful rappers.
Word.
So you can't name 5,000 out of 316 million. We need to start changing the conversation of how we're going to get record deals to how do we change the political structure in our communities.
Right, true indeed.
Damn, screw a record deal. Screw. Yo, I get 500 emails a day. Yo, I got a mixtape. Yo, I got a video. Yo, I'm recording an album. For what?
For what? I hear you,
why am I going to check your video out? For what? What am I going to learn? Nigga, you don't got a Lambo. You don't got $1 million. So I hear you, but at the end of the day, like, it wasn't designed for us to unify. When we stop paying attention to BET, when we turn off the Hot 97, when we turn off the MTV and the VH1, then we can start talking about unity. Because outside of that, if you under 25 right now, as I'm saying this, if you under 25, you'll have a heart attack if you don't have a cell phone, internet, or television.
Whoa, true indeed. True indeed. Definitely the youth is brainwashed.
Yeah, you know what it is, though? You know what it is, though, too, is that our money's not going where it needs to go. They're taking away our schools. They're taking away the community centers. They buying guns. They buying ammo. They going to war. This is what they're doing.
Right.
They looking at us to see if I'm part of this to follow through and see what's going on. There's no more.
Right.
There's nobody could believe in the news. You know what I mean?
Well, here's the biggest problem, and I say this to everybody that I talk to, and given the opportunity and the right chance to say what I say, the biggest problem in our community, and when I say our community, this isn't for my white friends, because I got a lot of white friends, but this ain't for y'all. This is for my Hispanic brothers and sisters, so-called Hispanic brothers and sisters, and my people of African descent that are in this country that were brought here as slaves. I'm sorry, white people, y'all weren't brought here as slaves. So at the end of the day, what happens is this. We were given three things, and these three things have ruined our lives on a national level. The three things that they gave us a language that we don't understand. They gave us an education that is corrupt, and they gave us a religion that is corrupt. Now, the corruption of those three things have led us to where we at. Now, we have brothers like, you could go back, and we had sisters that rappers that had names like Bahamadia. What?
Wow.
It happened. Now, we went from Bahamadia to Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj. Yeah.
We got a young lady who's one of the top-selling artists who's out there calling herself, getting her name means she sleeps with more than one man at a time at any given moment.
Yeah, this is crazy.
And this is who our daughters is idolizing.
Yeah, that's why I really didn't like the whole thing. That, like, it was I think it was a week before the Grammys. She was on Ellen DeGeneres' show, and, you know, they had the two little girls singing her song, asking for an album, and a week later she's getting possessed by the devil on the Grammys. Like, wow. I don't think that was appropriate, man. That was crazy.
Yeah,
architect, Will Porter. Y'all both artists. I got a question for both of y'all. I want to know what's the significance of hip-hop and the world.
Well, I personally feel hip hop is definitely worldwide, and you know it definitely expands. Because if you go to France, they have their own hip hop. You know, like there's French rappers, there's London rappers, there's you know. So
yeah,
it's definitely.
I do want to know the signification of it, like hip hop around the world.
It's definitely made a statement. It's here to stay. It's not going nowhere. I doubt. You know, I mean,
Bring it back to the topic, Porter. The significance of hip hop around the world and the globe, it brings unity.
Exactly, and that's what we miss.
Right.
You know,
it definitely does.
It's crazy.
It does.
And that's what I'm saying. The schools are getting taken away, man. They're looking up to us to do what they want to do. They want to shine. They want to have the cars. They want to have the big crib. They want to be stars.
Indeed.
Ain't looking at the teachers. Their teachers ain't doing nothing. The teachers, they ain't looking at their parents. Some parents don't even care. Like,
this is what I'm gonna throw out there. This architect, this is what I'm gonna throw out there, right? We got these. We live in the greatest time, so called greatest time, to be alive right now, because we're able to get information at the tip of our fingers. This has never been in the history of the world. You've never been able to get information at the tip of your fingers. So what hip hop has done, and the thing is this, I can sometimes be called a racist because of some of the things that I say, but I'm not, because I understand what makes a dark skinned person dark and a white person white. I understand that on a biological level. Now with hip hop music, what people don't understand is that hip hop music is driven by the drums. You can identify a hip hop record by the drums. So the only thing what a person needs to do is ask, where do drums come from? What is in the low frequencies of music and drums that drive people?
Africa.
You understand what I'm saying? And then you can understand why the Polish people and the French people and the Arab hip hop, there's this hip hop, there's that hip hop. Why did they get that? What's in that music? What's in that boom, 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 boom? What's in that to make them motivate? Like, I just did that, and it made you start nodding. You like, here. What's in that? But it's deeper than that. It's hip hop, but it's also we're dealing with science now.
Architect, can we drop something, man? Can we drop something? Can we hear something, man?
What you mean, like a verse or something?
No. I want to hear what song you
want to
drop.
At this point, I'm so into the conversation, man, and I'm just thankful y'all had me on the show. I don't care what you play. Play Living It Up. And then, because that right there is a real positive record. It tells people that they could be whatever they want to be. You could do whatever you want to do, and it pushes for the love and the community instead of the BS. So, yeah, definitely let's drop that.
Okay, let's get it. We on Zoned Out Beats through radio. Stu, hit me.
1, 2. 1, 2. 1, 2. 1, 2. Love's the only remedy. No matter.
eat. Celebrate life, remember the fallen. Not material, but spiritual balling. Do what you love, me, follow your calling. Keep your legs moving even when you're exhausted. Cause we only got one to live. It's a toast to the ones that keep it positive. And you know,
no matter where you go.
Positive song, my brother. Word up.
Thank you.
That was definitely a positive song. I had a question in my mind I wanted to ask you, you know, and it's basically based around the importance of unity. Like, do you think, like, the whole system, the structure of, like, the urban society is like, it's set up for a single parent, like, to fail? Like,
absolutely. I'm going to show you something and why I say that, and it's a fact. It's obvious that it's set up that way. When we look at in the urban, so-called urban community, and let's take the Bronx, for example, because the Bronx, as somebody that grew up in hip-hop culture, the Bronx is equivalent to me to Mecca for a Muslim. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
that's what the Bronx is to me. Like, when I go through the Bronx, I get such a feeling, such an excitement.
The thing is this.
What do we call the buildings that everybody lives in the Bronx? We call them the projects.
Right.
Now, what is a project? A project is an undertaking by a group of people. Don't none of the people that live there own it?
Not one. Not even people that work there.
Not even the people that work there. So now, if one is to have pride in his or her community, wouldn't it be better if they had ownership of that land?
Definitely.
When we investigate what we think to be true about this English language, about this religion that they gave us, we'll find out all these religions were created to separate us, all of these different titles. Because check this out. In our communities, we do this. I'm Puerto Rican. I'm Jamaican. I'm Dominican. I'm half Puerto Rican, half Jamaican. I'm Dominican I'm that. First and foremost, Dominican Republic is the name of a place, not a person.
Right.
Puerto Rico is the name of and a new name. These are new names for these places.
Right.
So without any knowledge or any proper teaching, without the correct information, we can't have any unity in our community, because whatever we're going to unify around is not our own laws.
In the first place.
There's a funny thing that I seen the other day. Richard Pryor I was watching a Richard Pryor DVD, and he said he went to Africa. Uh-huh. Check this out. And the brother said, "Yo, when I got off the plane to Africa," he said, the brother said to him, "What language do you speak at home?" He was like, "English." He said, "Yo, stupid, everybody speaks English, but what language do you speak when you're at home?"
Wow.
So think about that. Now here's the interesting thing, and this is why I love what y'all doing with the radio show, and this is very important to me. At the end of the day, why hip hop and all of us are doing this music and we love it is because the truth is encoded in our music, in the language. Now, to understand what I'm saying is, I can say a word, and you will get an image in your head. If I say cow, you see a cow in your head. So you can't even think without a word. You can't even say I'm not thinking of nothing without the word nothing. But do we understand the language that we speak? No.
Yeah,
because 99.99% of the people that I talk to, I ask them, spell the letter A, and they can't do it.
Wait, hold on, what? Spell the letter A.
Right now, spell the letter A.
A.
Wrong. It's not that way. So now my point is, it's not about you being right or wrong. It's not about you being right or wrong. It's about the fact that there's something you don't know about your language, so you don't have full control over it.
Right.
Like speaking tongues, man.
So if you don't have full control over your language, you don't have full control over your thoughts because you can only think with a word.
Yes, sir. Agree.
So
definitely agree.
You spell the letter A-Y-E.
Yeah. A-Y-E, that's the okay.
That's how you spell the letter A. You spell B, B, E, E, and so on and so forth. But now my point is that how can we go through school? We all been through 1 through 6, and they didn't tell us this shit.
They never tell us that shit.
Because they don't want you to have full control. They don't want us to have full control of the language. When we discover the language, I ask a brother, do you believe in God? He says, yes. I say, well, what language is the word God? You can't believe in something you don't even know what language it is.
That's deep right there.
People get offended. Oh, so you don't believe in God? No, I don't, because I know God, what you call God.
Right.
But the thing, just to keep it 100, like I said, when we can start to really have real conversations like this, I appreciate this radio show so much. But it ain't about your architect, who you produce for, your architect, what you got coming out. Yo, what about the community? I love this, and I thank y'all brothers for having me.
Let's get it, Let's get it, architect. Let's get it, man. Build up, man. Word up. I like that. I like the life right now. Architect in the building, zoned out, beach, studio, Porter, where it is, man. It's right here.
Yeah, man.
Word up. It ain't nobody listening. They better start fucking listening. Excuse my language. I always keep doing this, man, but this is my show.
Yeah.
You
hello.
Let's go.
Yeah. Zoned out radio with my homie Architect, man. Y'all, let's get into the next joint of yours. Which one you want to play, brother?
It's up to y'all, because I don't know what they named. I just sent, like, you got exclusives. Like, that single, Living It Up, ain't even out yet.
I'm right.
Yeah. Tech. Alchemist. Yeah. Long Island. Yeah. You already know how we do. A lot of songs, but I don't really feel none. Yeah, I stay with the lethal doses. Why? Turn on the mic and see run like focus. It's like a million MCs, but not too many real ones. I hear a lot of songs, but I don't really feel none. I stay with the lethal doses. Turn on the mic and see run like focus. They say talk is cheap, and y'all ain't worth a dollar. Up in the studio, but really why bother? You a killer, a drug dealer. Truth is, don't nobody feel ya. From a dark place, laughing at you rappers, doing your best imitation of Scarface. Never flipped the key, never held a brick, or even loaded bullets in a clip. Let you tell it you a certified murderer, but the real live killers never heard of you. It's the beginning of the end, what I spit is poison, leaking from my pen. I'm from the era where you earn your stripes, and y'all doing hip-hop but not doing it right. From the darkness into the light, and I ain't jumping on your song if you dream your height. It's like a million MCs, but not too many real ones. I hear a lot of songs, but I don't really feel none. Yeah, I stay with the lethal doses. Turn on the mic and see one like focus. It's like a million.
Architect live from the Matrix. Y'all know this. It's like a million MCs, but not too many real ones. I hear a lot of songs, but I don't really feel none. Yeah, I stay with the lethal doses. Turn on the mic, MCs run like bullets. It's like a million MCs, but not too many real ones. I hear a lot of songs, but I don't really feel none. Yeah, I stay with the lethal doses. Turn on the mic, MCs run like bullets. They say pressure bust tight, so I apply it to your throat. Retribution for that you spoke. Say my name and I appear like a ghost. Introduce you to your maker, hater, end quote. Verses like curses drop to their burial. Reaper through the speaker, bring a death to your stereo. My scenario, leader of this new school. I broadcast your execution right on YouTube. Verbally a Texas chainsaw massacre. So cold, North Pole flow hotter than Africa. I'm rarely seen but always heard. Seeing the streets of your city like yellow lines of curves. My wordplay, electric shock to your nerves. My desert eagle attack like Hitchcock birds. Architect, the whack MC slayer. Yeah. Emerge like a virus 28 years later. It's like a million MCs, but not too many real ones. I hear a lot of songs, but I don't really feel none. Yeah, I stay with the lethal dosage. Turn on the mic, MCs run like bullets. It's like a million MCs, but not too many real ones. I hear a lot of songs, but I don't really feel none. Yeah, I stay with the lethal dosage. Turn on the mic, MCs run like bullets.
Yeah, I like that, Jay. Hard body. That's a KRS.
Yo, word. Thank you. That Alchemist on the track.
I was here walking. I'm out here live, man. I'm walking out of my projects right now as we speak doing this shit, man. That beat had me zoning right quick. Yeah, it's word. Word up.
No doubt.
I got a question for you, man. Like, do you think... Yeah, like you already broke down the whole concept of unity. You think we could attain unity without a revolution?
Negative. The type of revolution that we're gonna need is gonna be there's gonna be blood spilled because that is the language and the nature of the people we are dealing with. We are dealing with warmongers. We are dealing with animals. These people that run this country, for lack of a better way to put it, these devils that run this country, and it ain't just white people. It's some black devils, too. It's some Puerto Rican devils and some Dominican devils, too. The devils that run this country was founded on bloodshed. The Revolutionary War, it was called the Revolutionary War, where millions of people died. You know what I'm saying? So the revolution that we're going to need to win our communities back and to take back the minds and the souls of our people is going to have to come at a cost of blood because it's what it was taken from. So I personally think that everybody that can and you know, has a clean record and a clean driver's license, go buy yourself a gun. You're going to need it.
Now, I'm glad you said that. This is DJ Big Stu.
Yo, that's what the red stripes stand for.
But I want to ask you something.
The last shot stand for right there, the bloodshed.
I want to ask all three of you guys something now. They just put out a new video today with the Trayvon Martin joint. We all know about the little shorty who got killed out there in Florida. Now, I want to know how y'all feel. I don't know if y'all seen the video, but they got the video of homeboy being arrested and coming to the police station. He has no blood on him. He has no broken nose. He looks very clean. I mean, they lied about everything. What y'all feel about now? Just what you talking about the bloodshed. What do you think
that we should do about that?
Think,
yo, can I just throw this in the air real quick? Hey, yo, Beef Stew, this is what it is, man. We need to go back to our natural ways. The rioting are not doing it. If we riot, what happens is that the cops come, and guess who pays for the cops' income? We do. We pay taxes. The problem is that we need to go back in the days where we boycott and stop doing a lot of things to mess up the economy. Like, stop buying the Nikes, stop buying the Jordans, stop eating the dinners, stop going
to Disney.
Fact,
don't
gonna,
go to Disney. Don't go to Disneyland.
You know what I'm saying? Don't go to Florida. Matter of fact, everybody together does not go to Florida. They're going to lose it because Florida's a tourism state. It's not popping like New York. You don't go to New York to tourism. You want to go to New York because it's pop.
Well, true indeed.
This is what I got to say about this whole Trayvon thing. First and foremost, to all of y'all that are listening to this that's on Facebook with the hoodie pictures, cut that bullshit out, man.
Yeah, man.
This shit happens every motherfucking day, man.
Yeah,
a sister got killed unarmed, got killed by the police, and that's not in the front page because it ain't somebody that you could readily identify with and a cop did it. So cut the bullshit out. There's nothing new. If that man that killed that little brother had a chance to string him up on the tree and hang him, he would have did it.
Exactly.
Yep.
So that's what I got to say about it. My thing is this: no disrespect to the little brother and his family and all of that, but I'm not moved by it because this has been happening for years.
Over here, exactly. My thing is, I don't understand. Like, I understand they making a beef about it out there, but not like out here. Like, it happens.
You know what it is though? Because Florida is still a racist state. Everybody knows the governor of Florida is the brother of George Washington Bush, the other Bush nigga, that's bullshit. And everybody rocking out there, them white supremacists, KKK running around motherfuckers, doing what they want to do. They a racist state, and we support that bullshit.
Now, if we boycott them dudes right there are the ones that be the mechanics fixing them rides, working in them hotels, working in them resorts. You know, it'd be a lot of them racist dudes.
That's why we got to boycott them, my nigga. A lot of bullshit. Look at the ones that are working in the church. Niggas raping kids, man.
Because, like, if you look at
it's crazy you said that. I'm going to say this, and a lot of people get offended with me when I say this, but I don't care because if it's true, I love it.
I got you.
If it's true, I love it. If it's not true, it must go.
Right.
Now, check this shit out. The reality of it is this. The same people that set up these United States, the same people that set up the government and the school system and the FDA and the FBI are the very same people that gave us our religion and our language. We cannot expect to gain any type of momentum as a people without spiritual freedom, without educational freedom, without economic freedom. We can't do it. So you can boycott all you want, but again, at the end of the day, if we don't I tell people this: money is just water. People be like, well, what you talking about? Money is just water. Think about it. Where do you put your money? You put it in a bank. Where is a bank? On either side of a river that directs the flow of the currency. That's why it's called currency.
That's if you're stupid to put the money in the bank. I mean, this bank shit is bullshit, too. That shit's corrupt, too.
But follow what I'm saying. I'm trying to show y'all that the money is just water.
You can't even get your money.
Now, I
want to
ask you
this.
You just said it's spiritual now. But now, even on the spiritual chip, the religions that's here is not ours because we all agree that we came from Africa.
I have no religion. I don't have a romance with Christianity. The brothers that call themselves Christians, I don't understand it. The brothers that call themselves Muslims, I don't understand it. The brothers that's walking around in Manhattan, you see dressed like Darth Vader calling themselves Israelites, are fucking idiots.
Yeah. They're all idiots.
Don't because
ring it. How about that? They knock on your door. And you know you there, but they keep knocking.
True story. Yo, this is all my kids. Check this out. Yo, real talk. I had a Jehovah Witness lady walk up to me not even 2 days ago. She said, yo, do you know that the kingdom of heaven waits for you? I asked the lady. I said, sister, do you know where heaven is? She said, heaven's in your heart. I said, that is the most dumbest thing I've ever heard. I said, yo, there's a place called heaven, and it's in the Bible, and it tells you where heaven is. It says it's farther away than the farthest star. All you need to do is just ask, how far away is the farthest star? Now you got an idea how far away this place is. Let's get away from this dumb teaching and miseducation and start getting to the knowledge of it. Like, because that's what's missing. Once we begin to know who we are, then the law won't apply to us anymore. Once we know who we are, what we are, then it won't matter. Then we can't talk about what the United States is doing. I live in a place where there's nothing but land. It's like a house next to me right now that I'm looking at. You know how much vegetables and produce could be planted on this land?
Word.
You understand what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, all of this, what I call it, is digital activism. They some warriors. You know what I'm saying? They
like
on the
you
internet.
Said, like you said, it's like survival of the fittest. Like you said, it's about bloodshed. And guess what? You had other people that came over here that had the ammo, that had the guns, that whatever they had, they had the slaves, they had the money. You know what I'm saying? They took over. You can't even blame them niggas. You wasn't even here for that. My thing is that the government still controls shit, and they still think that shit is okay, and nothing's okay.
Yo, can I break something down?
I don't care who you are. You can be a rapper. You can be an actor. You can be whoever you are. I'm a father.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Check this out. I'm going to share this jewel. I'm going to share this jewel for those that's listening. And then I don't want you to believe me. When I'm finished with this statement, get on Google, type it in, and see if what I'm saying is the truth. The word government, all right? The word government is a two-part word. The word is govern and ment. All right? Yes. Nobody can disagree with that. Govern and ment. Govern is a Greek word. Comes from the Latin, to control. It came from the Latin word, gubernatio. The word ment is the Latin word for mind. So what does government translate to? Control
mind.
Of the mind.
Right.
So now, anybody that could debate that fact, you can't. All you got to do is just go look it up. Turn the NBA on for a minute. Oh, type in government. See where the root of the word comes from, and you'll find out. It don't got nothing to do with the president.
How about this? What the youth don't do anymore? Look in the dictionary.
Listen to this. How about this? Back in the days, if you said nigga, well, what happened?
Oh.
What you said?
Oh,
you might not make it home. Now, nowadays, you can say that's just trait, and in France, that's called nigga.
Guess what?
The times changed. Mm-hmm. The white people was attacking the black people. Now, our hip-hop artists, so-called African-American, so-called whatever they want to be, they go to the white people. Where they want to live at? France. Where they live at? Australia.
Confusion with our people. You call yourself an African American or Puerto Rican. You eating Latin food, wearing Italian clothes, drinking French or Italian coffee, wearing like what the fuck is wrong with you? You confused motherfucker. You just confused. This nigga got on an Arabian camel hair hat. He got a name. He got an Arabic name. He's wearing Italian shoes, drinking French coffee. What the fuck?
With an iPhone, talking about.
With an iPhone.
With a Japanese phone. Now we see the beginning of the problem. What our problem is, brothers, and I'm a lay this out there. What our problem is this. White people have instilled in us the belief that we can't govern ourselves. They've made us believe through generations of mental torture and slavery, they made us believe that we need laws. Nobody has to be told not to kill your mama. You know not to kill your mama. What the hell? Who need a law to say you shall not kill someone? You know it ain't right to steal something. You know it ain't right.
Let's go back to that little homie down in Florida. Now, think about that other chick, that young chick that killed her daughter, and she did, like, her time, but, like, she's right now, like, she told her daughter, like, Florida is okay, kill state, like, you can go to Florida, and you can be like, you know what, I'm stressed out, let me go over there and kill someone, and I can just be high, like.
What's crazy is this.
Did y'all know that in Florida? What's going to happen? I got arrested in Florida.
I was sleeping in the back of a car.
Officer, they're killing them, and they living, my nigga, outside.
Yeah, but that's how it is. You got to understand that's the nature of the beast that we're dealing with. These people are beasts. These people are filthy animals. They are warmongers.
I just found out, though, too? I found out that motherfucker who killed the kid.
work for the courts. Boom. So, like, the judge and all that, my nigga, like, they under her, like.
Yo, that shit is a game, my nigga. You play tennis on a court. You play basketball on a court. You know what I'm saying?
Cool.
That whole shit is a game, my nigga. That shit is a game. Like, that shit ain't real. Like, you know, my biggest thing is this, man. My biggest thing is I got to wake people up, man. It's information that if I could share it with the world, I know people would live differently. You know what I'm saying? If I had the opportunity to do shows like this every day, I would do it. You know what I'm saying? Because I know what's going on. I know what we don't know. I went to the schools. We went to the schools. I got a twin brother who went to the schools. He walked in those rooms. And you know, Will, you know some of my people. We linked you with some of my people. You know where they walk at and what they do. So we know what's going on.
What up?
We know what's going on, but at the end of the day, brothers is more. Yeah.
The crazy thing I thought was, I noticed I was reading the paper this week, and, you know, the whole trade, the kids, the whole incident. But out here in New York, somebody threw a rose, I believe, at Kardashian, and they got arrested.
Right.
Like, she's suing. She got money and she's suing somebody
that don't got money.
Yeah, like,
see, it's y'all want to hear the
crazy
thing.
You better be a gross nigga who won't sue nigga who got money, my nigga. Like, don't do that. That's the opposite. Like, what you want to do?
We talking about unity and how our communities could come together. Peep this. Malcolm X, that brother got on national television and called the white man a devil to his face. They didn't kill him, right? He got on national television and said to the white man that was interviewing him, you the devil, and you know you the devil. They didn't kill him. He went to Mecca. He came back, saw white Muslims, black Muslims, Chinese Muslims.
Yeah.
The minute he said, yo, we all got to stick together, what did they do?
Boom. They killed him.
When Martin Luther King said, you know what? He's right. We do need unity. What did they do?
Killed him.
They killed him.
They don't care if you say,
I'm a Christian, you're a Muslim, I'm a Jew, I'm a Puerto Rican, and all the Puerto Ricans need to stick together. They don't care when you say that. But when you say, yo, Puerto Ricans, blacks, Mexicans, Filipinos, we all need to stick together, that's when they're going to come for your head.
Word. But you know what's crazy about the whole situation, though? If we all outside, let's say we on some adventurous shit, no matter what your race or whatever, and you're about to fall off a cliff, another man will save you. Like, that's our instinct. Life is very precious. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter what color, what race, whatever. But when it comes down to, like, damn, like, I'm outside, it's summertime, it's Florida, I got a hoodie on, I'm getting popped. Like, what's wrong? Like,
well, because two things. I'm going to point something out. We as human beings, so-called human beings, problem is that we're very hypocritical. Your statement, not that I'm saying was something wrong with it, but it was hypocritical. Based on the fact that life is precious, but you're going to eat chicken later. You had to kill it.
Right.
So how precious is life then? If we could slaughter a chicken, it's alive. It had a mother and a father.
How about the people that say, yo, I don't eat pork, I'm Muslim, but then you see them smoking a cigarette, like, huh?
Right. So my point is that religion and this language that we're using to communicate is not creating a good vibration for us. If you
well,
know,
I mean, we,
if my
each
people
other, though,
knew,
you know what I'm saying, we zombies.
Yo, if my
we
people,
zombies,
if my
you
people,
know,
people
that zombie shit. What,
if our people knew where these words come from that we use to describe the things in our daily life, if they knew where they came from, they wouldn't do it. If you knew what language the word if you knew what language the word Jesus was, it ain't English.
It's not at all.
So if you knew what language it was in, you probably wouldn't say it because you would know what it meant. So think about it. We don't know what we're talking about. So therefore, no matter what we're talking about, they still laughing because they like, yo, they don't even get it.
Yeah.
They don't even get it.
Man.
They don't even have a full understanding of the language. You got brothers that are fight and kill and die in the name of God that don't know the language. You don't even know where the word God came from, but you will go to war to defend it.
Yeah, that's crazy.
What's more powerful though? Not knowing what he's going into, but doing it anyway. And that's where unity is at. That's when the respect comes. That's where the power is at, where you don't know what's going to happen, and you still stand together, and you still stand strong, and y'all still get it together, no matter what fucking happens, because at the end of the day, we're the motherfucking prey. Nobody know that, but there's always a higher power. No matter who he is, I don't care about religion or nothing, there's always something bigger than us. So everybody, at the end of the world, when the world going to end, what's going to happen? We going to all look at each other and be like, yo, you going to hold me down? And niggas going to start crying, all types of dumb shit.
Fortunately for us, and there's certain books that you could get, and there's certain studies, and there's certain languages once you start decoding it that'll show you the very idea that the world's never going nowhere. This world's always going to be here. It ain't going nowhere. But we've been taught to think and give us a believe system. Break up the word believe. What do you get? Because we can't argue. We can't argue about the fact that the English language is a combination of other languages. So you could take a word like outside, and you got to separate it, out and side. You could take a word like bathroom, and it's bath and room. So when you say certain words, you have to understand that they're a combination of other words.
My thing is this, too. How about hieroglyphics? There was no words.
There's no such thing as hieroglyphics.
What was the picture thing? I think there was a civilization of blind people. Like, there was a whole civilization of them that they didn't even see shit, but they lived.
Right. But the thing is, when we start talking about hieroglyphics, you got to break up the word. Hieros and glyph. You have a glyph and a hiero. So what those things on those walls that we call hieroglyphics are not hieroglyphics. When you define the word hiero and glyph, those are not them. We've been taught to call them that, but that's not what they are. So my point is this. We have a
We know, to our system, we know what they are. You know what they are? They picture words. They words with pictures. How do you want to put it? Backwards. At the end of the day, that's a different language.
But the most important for me, what I'm saying is the most important thing that we could do to bring ourselves together is to stop and think, okay, look, because what we do right now, it's about I, it's not about we, you know what I'm saying? Maybe us on this phone and listening to this radio show, we're about we, which is why me and Will attracted to each other, because I live for a bigger cause than myself. I live for something greater than myself. And that greater than myself is us. That us, I don't have an ego. I have a we-go. That's what I call it. Because I'm about us.
A we-go. That's the new wave.
I got a we-go. I'm about my people. Now, how many rappers would have got on this show and didn't talk about this? Yo, I got an album coming out in 2 months. Yo, I got a video coming out. Nah, brother. We need to get to the facts of the matter. And the facts of the matter are we are poorly educated. We are poorly nutritioned. We are poorly religiously taught. And when you get down to the bottom of it, at the end of the, when you get down to the dirty little secret, what it is that we don't care about each other. When is the last time you knocked on your neighbor's door and asked for a cup of sugar?
Word. Right. Are you listening?
Not even that you needed the sugar, but just to introduce yourself to your neighbor. How many people, I live in the neighborhood, I'm the only black person in my neighborhood in Southampton.
Wow.
I'm the only one on my block. And you know what? I don't cut my grass. You know why? Because I'm not used to having grass, so I want it to grow.
I don't cut my grass. Fuck that.
I ain't never had grass. So I'd rather pay the fine and keep my grass long, because if God wanted it short, he would have made grass short.
Early.
You see what I'm saying?
Early.
So at the end of the day, we being
led. I don't cut my grass.
Yeah, I can't do that, because where my people come from, they come from the city. Ain't no grass in the city.
Early.
When I get greenery on my property, why would I cut it down? What sense would that make?
Well, no.
You know, at the end of the day, so that my biggest thing and my message to the people, and if anything, because what this is about is our community, and common sense is the enemy. Common sense has us thinking that taxes is legal. It's illegal to pay taxes. It's illegal. It's in the Constitution. It's called an unapportioned tax. It's illegal. It's a fact. It's not my opinion. It's illegal. Car insurance is illegal. It's against the law.
And they do it with no remorse.
The common sense is the enemy, because common sense tells you you got to get a driver's license. Common sense tells you, that's where the word common sense comes from, communal sense. Our communal sense is in our own.
Yep.
It's given to us by the powers that be. And when we get down to it, we're talking about white, Anglo-Saxon, Protestant people. Not every white person. If you're from Ireland, you're not European, because Ireland is in Europe.
Exactly.
So for my brothers that's listening to this, that's going to hit me up afterward and go, well, what did you mean by that? First and foremost, if you don't know what makes you black, stop yelling at you black, because you don't even know why you dark-skinned.
Uh-huh.
You don't even know why you black. Oh, it's melanin. It's melanin. I smart ass.
Yo,
let's go. Let's do it. It's probably you ain't shit. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's go.
It's too easy. Live.
Wrapped in a riddle, the enigma. I pull strings just like a fiddle. I'm a hardcore, to the death. Oh yes, and my thought process to kill this life stress. My daily operation consists of paper chasing, talking wacky seed like just late basis. Hot truth spit in your face, disrespectful. Only reason y'all still breathing is 'cause I let you. You do it for money, I do it for fun. Y'all cute bishop is still, 'cause all you do is run. side jumper and keep the club packed like traffic on for the bumper. Look into my eyes and all you see is gutter. Tighten, get with your sister to hit your mother. Have a push to me while I'm dodging them undercovers. Hit the hotel tech, I'm a real mother.
You ain't.
I know, I never said I was. Still getting burned in the streets and the clubs, though.
You ain't.
I know, I never claim to be. Get $1 million, ain't no change in me, though.
You ain't.
I know, I never said I was. Banging in the streets like the Crips and Bloods, though.
You ain't.
I know, I never had to be. That's why the beat is so mad. Yo. First two kinda skip so like Norman Bates. I get psycho with a rifle when I air the plates. I make mosh pit music, riot to the rhythm. I got a couple bars, but I got more than prison. There's 6 million ways to die, I make you choose. Blow hard like walking through tar with no shoes. No clues why I do what I do. Like your drunk uncle, I'm up the barbecue.
So put your hands in the air.
But no, not for the hook. For the give up the wallets and the pocketbooks. Look, hood, take your L's to the chest. Hit the stage, you and who's next? Tech, you know my intro crazy. Product of my environment, I'm Prince's baby. Hey, you can take a ride on the F. You damn right, get on the get left.
You ain't.
I know, I never said I was. Still getting burned in the streets and the clubs, though.
You ain't.
I know, I never claim to be. Get $1 million, ain't no change in me, though.
You ain't.
I know, I never said I was. Banging in the streets like the Crips and Bloods, though.
You ain't.
I know, I never had to be. That's why the haters all mad at me.
Zoned Out Radio live on Big Stu, my homie Architect. It was a pleasure having you. It was an honor, brother.
Yo, the honor and pleasure is all mine, brother. And I'd like to thank the other brothers, you know, for joining in and being a part of it, man. And thank you for having me.
No doubt.
Man. Architect, man. Let's go, baby. I love the music. Let's go.
Definitely look forward to the new music coming out, New York City. The world, you've been listening to Zone Out Radio. God bless and have a safe night. Stu, take us out.
Yo, do I get shout-outs?
Yeah, go ahead, bro.
Yo, first and foremost, to everybody that's on the Anti-Skinny Jeans LP, look out for that. The Anti-Skinny Jeans LP. Shout-out to the whole movement, Cats on Delivery, My Wrong Boys, Keith Murray, Stat Quo, Buckshot, Lord Tariq, Channel Live, Will Porter, Persia, Balaji, the whole movement, like everybody that's on the album, my twin brother Ali, just everybody, look out, June, July, the Anti-Skinny Jeans LP, 420, the Green EP, free download, insightmediagroup.net. It's your boy Architect, your public servant, your humble servant. Reach out to me, I'm here.
Early. You heard it here live, Zoned Out Radio.
Who's going to be on next week's, Will?
Next week, we got my homegirl, Melinda. She's a choreographer. She does modeling shows. She actually wants me to perform out there in 4 weeks out in Jersey. So we're going to have her promoting her whole movement. She got a lot of things with the community, getting people to do modeling and dancing. So, you know, she's a positive sister. We're going to have her next week.
That's what's up.
Oh, yo, pardon me, but yo, shout out to the Mile Long Boys too. I almost forgot about y'all. So the whole, like everybody on the album, like yo, it's just so many people on that project, dog. Like if I forgot you, I didn't mean to. The Prime Meridian out in Chicago, Precise, Riddell, everybody that's you know helping me out with this project. Thank y'all so much.
You already know. We out.
Beats to Spanish.
Sure to follow, antecedently, artful dodgers, crystal spilling, pocket full of dollars, wrist don't blink, you're fucking with a baller, falling, like Jim Jones up in Harlem, bottles of that rosé, the life of the party, let's toast to the moment, might not see tomorrow, VIP jumping, she can roll if she swallows, so much swag, popping tags at the mall, the homie so fresh, smoking good, living hard, G650, I'm soaring on them cuz, just touchdown today, being empty. Yeah. flight after flight, live the life of a boss. When she's down for the night, I'll be gone in the morn. Champagne life, yeah, I'm something like the dawn. Louis 13, take a shot at the bar.
Getting money, fucking wild bitches, yeah.
Don't start nothing, won't be nothing. She around us, trying to be something. Velvet rope, red carpet event. Thugs turn to stars, throw the car in these tents. Open the mouth wide, call a big shot filler. Started kissing on me like my name Jason Phillips. Bartender rewind and shots at the killer. Hill up, will up, ATV that nigga. Hard work pays off, act made off. 30 bottles of rolls, let's have a spray off. My body a target, my aim is superb. Trying to bust off like a cheddar bob herd. This the life we live, Louis D.C. Just doing my numbers like a receipt.
DJ Big Stu, I'm up in the building, just was chilling with my man Will Porter, Lex Boogie. We had a great artist, one of the top producers in the game, produced for a lot of people. My man Architect was in the building breaking down the science. Real militant brother, Architect, man. That's a real militant brother, man. But we're talking about, you know, we're talking about unity in the community, and we're also talking about Trayvon Martin. There's a new film out, you know, there's a new footage out. That shows Mr. George Zimmerman not bleeding. His head is not bleeding. There's nothing wrong with him. Actually, you know, they made statements that the police made statements that, oh, you can see him, you know, you can see that he was felled on the grass. If you look at this video, actually it's on our page, Beef Stew Radio. If you haven't seen it yet, please go to Beef Stew Radio, to our fan page. You know, hit the like button while you're at it too. Do me a favor, hit the like button while you're at it. But please go to our Beef Stew Radio page, man, and or our Twitter page, you know, Twitter/Beef Stew Radio, and you will see the link to see that film. And the film is crazy. I mean, it's just crazy. They're playing it all on the news today. And what I found funny is that Fox didn't play it. Fox talked about everything but it. You know, Fox was going crazy. Fox and a lot of the right wing, you know, the cohort to the right wing. They was all talking about all this and that. They were trying to sabotage the young man. They were trying to discredit his name. And the one that name is really discredited as we get more and more information is actually George Zimmerman. You know, we find out that his mother and father both worked for the court system, and he abused his girlfriend, and the case got dismissed because of his family connections as judges. This is America. This is Florida. This is the place that stole the Bush, that stole the president election from my man Al Gore. Yes, that's right, my man Al Gore. Al Gore won that. They stole it. This is Florida, America. Black America, Spanish America, Mexican America, and, you know, and just good people, whether you're white or you're black. We, as a whole, got to really let Florida feel it, because Florida is getting out of hand, and that we can do it. We can do it. They're very exposed. Florida is a town that's, you know, they got tourism, they sell oranges, they sell fruits. We don't have to supply them. We can show them inside America and inside the United States that we don't have to do this. I'm telling you, there's a big movement going on in Harlem. You know, a lot of people in Harlem and New York City, period, not just Harlem, Brooklyn, five boroughs. I've been speaking to my homies in Brooklyn, my homies in Staten Island. A lot of people are not planning on using Florida for trips no more. You know, people are going to be staying here and going to the Poconos and, you know, and going to little close places in their own town now. Florida's going to lose a lot of money. Believe me, I guarantee you, they're going to get boycotted in so many ways with this whole situation come out. But, like, I want y'all to know, please, please, and I want y'all, and I'm going to say it one more time, please, y'all must get out there and go check out that, you know, go check that film out. Because when you see it, you're going to see, like, wow, you're going to say, this is crazy. You're going to wonder, like, how could they do that? You know what I'm saying? But, you know, my man Will Porter was just on, man. You know what I'm saying? For a lot of y'all that don't know, I'm actually Will Porter's management. I'm part of his management. You know what I'm saying? I'm actually the manager of Will Porter. So, you know, that's what we do our thing. Me and Will is real tight, man. That's my man. That's my homie. You know, he's also a talented rapper plus host. But this is one of his songs, man, that I really, really, really feel. And right now we're thinking of what we're going to shoot the video to. So I'm going to be playing different songs from Will, man. So we could, you know, y'all can help me out. But I think this song right here is produced by my man Q Beats out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Real hot song. You know what I'm saying? It's coming out on the DJ Big Stu mixtape. You know what I'm saying? Also, I have the Project Prophet mixtape that's doing very well. It's crushing them down south right now. You can get it on .piff.com. You can also go to SoundClick and listen to it. Download it for free. But Down in the Dirty, man, it's hitting the stores already in the Dirty right now. So I'm really proud about that. It should be up in New York and all that real soon. Making moves. I got like 4 or 5 more mixtapes that I'm definitely being on. And I'm hosting like 7 more mixtapes. So by the summertime, it's going to be crazy. And it's also going to be showboat time. I'm going to come back and talk to y'all about this. But right now, we're just going to ride out.
Q Beats Production.
Yeah. You know what they say, out of darkness come light.
Yeah.
Through every struggle comes a champion.
Real recognize real.
We from the streets where it's hard, you heard?
Already know Harlem. PA.
Only option is riding out.
For sure.
Therefore, what else would I do? Yo, Q. Stu.
By any
the whole
means
hood was popping.
Yo,
let's
boy.
Go. Come on.
This is it, can't change me or break me. I'ma ride out wherever fate takes me. I'ma ride out, I'ma ride out, I'ma ride out, I'ma ride out. This is it, can't change me or break me. I'ma ride out wherever fate takes me. I'ma ride out, I'ma ride out, I'ma ride out.
I'm right. Thank the Mom Duke, she laid the foundation. Times was up, and I needed motivation. At the age of 10, he gave me a younger brother. Showed me there was more than just a block to discover. I knew the streets better than my own father. Like living in the fog just made my vision sharper. And life ain't easy, it only gets darker. I was given the willpower of a young King Arthur. Never bowed down, so what a wise man told me. Survival of the fittest, the grimy die lonely. I give thanks and praise to the Almighty. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here now. I know one day I'll meet him and finally greet him. I feel sorry for those that feel they don't need him. I don't judge anybody, only he can judge me. When it's time for me to go, I'ma go one deep.
This is it, can't change me or break me. I'ma ride out wherever fate takes me. I'ma ride out, I'ma ride out, I'ma ride out, I'ma ride out. This is it, can't change me or break me. I'ma ride out wherever fate takes me. I'ma ride out, I'ma ride out, I'ma ride out.
Pain, frustration, it's hard to find motivation. Time speeding by like pixels on your PlayStation. I'm a main station, more workforce. Enough determination, throw the earth off course. Wanna die, but I gotta live, not to give. Things were twisted ever since he received the red. Fight to survive, won't run or hide. No one but I, will try, will succeed. Against the jealousy, cowardness, hatred and greed. I stay myself, never play myself. Why would I ever betray myself? Fighting him in the mirror, cause sin in the mirror. And blacking out seem like the only thing logical. Hear it in my music, I preach it like the gospel. Ride if you wanna, get rolled over. Highs on the future, the grind never over.
This is it, can't change me or break me. I'ma ride out wherever fate takes me. I'ma ride out, I'ma ride out, I'ma ride out, I'ma ride out. This is it, can't change me or break me. I'ma ride out wherever fate takes me. I'ma ride out, I'ma ride out, I'ma ride out, I'ma ride out.
I'm tired.
cold woman, stop being a bitch, dog. It take a strong man, gotta be convinced. Nothing's easy, if it was, everyone be rich. And what fun is that with no more haters on your back? IRS, beefing, tripping, don't know how to act. I say a prayer for my loved ones under fire. Coming up, never had a plan to retire. This drug game getting bigger, ain't no way around it. America, the beautiful, is just the way it sounded. And I don't care about the media or paparazzi. Love me, hate me, all they can do is watch me. Middle fingers to the judge, better knuckle up. Got a plan to make millions, better buckle up. Never ever hesitate, time to lock and load. Careful once to detonate, cause the block explodes. This is here, can't change me or break me. I'ma ride out wherever fate takes me. I'ma ride out, I'ma ride out, I'ma ride out, I'ma ride out. This is it, can't change me or break me. I'ma ride out wherever fate takes me. I'ma ride out, I'ma ride out, I'ma ride out, I'ma ride out.
I'm thinking about doing a video to that one with my man Will Porter. I really feel that song right there. Getting back to Trayvon Martin, man. Just watching the video over and over again. We got a big screen TV in the studio, so you know while I'm playing music and DJing, I'm just looking at the footage, and I don't see nothing wrong with this man. Like this man doesn't, you know, they said he was getting his head smashed, and I mean, wow, did they lie? Wow, did they really mess up this time? Like. I think we should bring him. I think we should bring George Zimmerman to New York City and put him on Rikers Island. Let's stop playing with him. Let's stop playing. Let's make a statement. Put George Zimmerman on Rikers Island. And let's show him how we do it New York style. Let's show him how we do it for picking on our little brother in New York. Let's let him know what we do in Rikers Island. Put him in C-74. Don't put him out there in the prison. Where he's surrounded by Hell's Angels and the Aryan Hood. Send him to New York. Send him where they don't got no wins over here in these prisons over here. Send him to where he'll be stuck with a whole bunch of faces that looked like Trayvon Martin. You know? Put him in here where the whole prison going to look like Trayvon Martin. Put him in Rikers Island where everybody wear their hoodies and their pants hanging down. Put him in there. Let's show him what it's about. That's what we should do. Let's stop playing, man. Let's stop playing because, you know, if you listen to this world every day, we're getting killed, we're getting shot, and sometimes you want to march, sometimes you want to do it the right way, but then sometimes it be just in your heart, you just don't want to march no more. You know, it's only going time in the hip-hop community. You know, they're lucky that the hip-hop community wasn't in a civil rights movement because a lot of things that happened. You know, we took a lot in the civil rights movement, even though we won and we conquered, but we took a lot. Hip-hop community ain't taking none of that, man. They ain't taking dogs biting. They, you know, they bring, you know, they ain't taking you bringing a German Shepherd, we gonna come with pit bulls. You know what I'm saying? It's just different things, you know, and it's getting to that point, and it's sad, but it's really getting to that point in America, man, that, you know, you really gotta, because nowadays, let me ask you a question. This is the question I'm gonna put out to y'all. Are we now, when we wear hoodies, and we walk past a person that's from the suburbs or a white person or anybody, are we supposed, can we stand our ground and kill them? Because, you know, I'm going to ask you, because now I got a hoodie on, and this man is looking at me like I'm a thug, so now I fear for my life. You know, just because I got my hoodie on, he might kill me. So do the stand the ground law work for me? Should I be able to kill him because he's looking at me because I got a hoodie on? Would it work the opposite? So that's basically what you're saying with Joe. So that means every brother that wear a hoodie right now, right, could be walking through the street and then they walk by somebody, a Caucasian or somebody who's racist, you know, any racist person, and they could, and so we have the right to kill him because he's looking at us in a way that I felt threatened. And now that Trayvon got killed for a hoodie, now I feel even more threatened. So now do I have the right to kill him? That law opened up so many arguments and so many doors that I think Florida or whoever, but I give the people credit who made the law. They came out and they actually spoke up and they said, nah, this is not what this law stands for. We don't want this to go down like that. We never said that. We wrote it for different reasons. They wrote it for the fact of somebody come on your property and try to hurt your family or self-defense of somebody trying to rob you. If you look at this man, he's not even dirty. He's not even dirty. He doesn't look like he's been in a scuffle at all. And then the funny part is they show him pictures with him with hair. He has a clean shaving head. So if this film didn't come out, they probably would have used his clean head to say he had to cut his hair off because of the stitches or whatever. This man had not one stitch. I'm going to tell you, whatever cop, whatever good cop down there in Stanford, Florida that released this tape, you are a good man. Whether you're white, black, Chinese, you're a good man. And I definitely want to give props to the much respect to the sister whose son witnessed everything. And the sister felt it in her heart to come on television, national television, and a very, very brave sister came on national television and told the truth. Everything is coming out. George Zimmerman is the crooked. And when you look at him, when you look at him with his skin head, you already know how he looks. You know? These guys, he bullied a little brother. But a George Zimmerman would see if he was in Harlem and New York and he run into some real live cats, oh, hey, brother. But the worst part of George Zimmerman thing, the one person we have to crucify, and we need to crucify him daily. I mean this when I say this. Joe Oliver. We have to stop having these black brothers. Every time a brother get killed, we have these Uncle Tom black brothers come out, and they always do the same thing. You know? Herman Kelly is a big example for it. You know, Herman Kelly, he was the black godfather, blah, 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 blah. And they come out and they bring the black race down so much because they put his foot in his mouth. Herman Kelly came out talking yicky, 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 and then he had a whole bunch of relationships. But want to talk about my president, Mr. Barack Obama. You know, I'm telling you, this is how it goes. It's always when it's a situation like this, and we know it, and us blacks, we're used to it now. Because you know we know? We just want to let you guys know that every time we get into something and that token black guy that come out and speak for your case, we already know he's full of it. We already know he's full of it. Because like Mr. Thing said, oh, my 17-year-old daughter said the word goon is a term of endearment. Now, I'm going to speak on that one real deep right there. First of all, where your 17-year-old daughter grew up at? Where you live at right now? Because she's 17 years old. You look like you've been out the hood. If you ever lived in the hood, you probably lived in it when you was little and you thought you was white and you got out the hood. So you got out the hood. So your 17-year-old daughter has not lived in the hood. She's just another kid. All right, let me explain this to you. She's just another kid from the suburbs who want to be like kids in the ghetto, and they hear rap records and they use the words wrong. All right, goons never ever is a term of endearment. When a girl tell you, if you meet a girl in Harlem, and she tell you she's going to get the goons after you, Mr. Joe Oliver, that means she's going to get some dudes to beat you up. All right, understand that. She's going to get some dudes to rob you, beat you up, and throw you on the ground. Goon, the word goon in the hip-hop community, and I want to make this official for anybody Caucasian listening, anybody Japanese listening, or any black person who didn't grow up in the ghetto like Mr. Joe Oliver, who tried to act like his 17-year-old daughter who grew up in a suburban household of his, okay, his suburban household, said it's a term of endearment. It's no different when Italian people say, oh, we're going to the guys with the broken noses, you know? Or the Mubas, you know, whatever that thing is called when you see Mob Wives, when they talk about the, you know those guys, you know, the same thing. Goons, they got goons in every race, and they are usually the guys that's doing crime, okay? Make this official. For all of you people that don't know, a Ubonics lesson is right now on Beast Through Radio. Goons mean guys who do crime. Now, if you're a rapper and you're saying, yeah, I got my goons, because you're talking from some street angle. You're talking as a drug kingpin, and that's who have goons. So when rappers be rhyming, they rap gang, and they imitating lives of drug people around, you know, drug dealers around their block of people they grew up seeing, when he say he got his goons, it's not a term of endearment. He's trying to tell you he has his army. He has his soldiers. You know, the Italian guy, my men. It's the same thing. The same guys that Al Capone sent out to come do his dirt, did the Valentine's murder. Those were goons, all right? But we know the word wasn't goon. So he tried to change the word coon and hook the word coon up and throw it with the word goon, but made itself look even more stupider. We must post Joe Oliver Face on Facebook and everything, and make him realize he's an Uncle Tom. Make him realize he's a disgrace to the black race and to the Spanish race and to the human race. Not just black or white, black, white, Spanish. But, right? But he's a black man, that makes it worse. But even to the white people, it's like they don't feel him a lot. And that's why I'm really, really proud of this, because a lot of it didn't even get a chance to become a white or a black thing. Only maybe in Florida circuit and with the Republicans, you know, they make everything black and white, everything poor and rich. But for good, honest, decent people in America, there was a lot of white people that came out with a lot of support, and that made me real proud, because that just shows that this thing wasn't just the right thing to be done. It wasn't just the right thing that happened. It was something that was terrible that happened. So it didn't matter who done it. All right? But anyway, you know, I can go on forever because I'm getting real mad. Big shouts out to my man Glory. Probably be going to the studio with my man Glory real soon, man. Me and Glory did this song with me, Glory, and my man Corey. Corey Six Sosa, we did this song with, this is off my mixtape, Project Profits. It's my man Glory featuring Young Buck, you know what I'm saying? And it's called Big Dog, you know, and that's what we got to do, man. We got to get the big dogs out. Go to Florida with the big dogs. And I mean that. We got to march on Florida. We all got to come bus loads, a million man march, and go right to George Zimmerman's house. Let's go to his house and talk to his lying-ass dad. That's what we need to do. That lion-ass judge that been covering him for years. The lion-ass judge that covered him when he beat the girl up. This is a man that beat up a woman. This is what the Republicans, this is how the Republicans are. This is the Republicans got a war on women. And this is even more the war on women, because they trying to make somebody who abused women, George Zimmerman, look like an angel, look like a saint. And then his records is showing that he beat up on his girlfriend. So that would be abuse. And that would be a domestic crime. And that would be something that the, you know, that we're fighting. Republicans are killing us up. They're so busy worried about Obamacare, with no plans to fix Obamacare. You know, the whole thing is, it comes to be something stupid. Even I know that at the end of the day, we're going to be paying. I'm a taxpayer. You're a taxpayer. We're going to be paying for other people's insurance, and we're going to be paying for these rich guys who didn't ever want to get insurance on. And for city workers, this is what I want you to know. When you're a city worker, when you're a state worker, you always get insurance. So now you're paying your insurance and you're working for the city and the state as a union worker. Remember this, union workers. Remember this with this coming to your vote. Now, these guys, these rich men who don't want to pay for insurance and want to live all the way free, you know, our union dollars and our union taxes is going to pay for their health. And these guys is rich. These guys are the ones that are trying to close down our unions and say us union guys got too much benefits. So when you're a union person, remember that. Think about this. Think about everything that's going on. Think about when you vote Republican. Think about what they're doing. And union guys, you know, we go from carpenters, plasterers, engineers. I used to be in a union. I was a local 237. I'm still a local 237. My previous job before I was on the radio was working for the New York City Housing Authority. And I'm a shop steward and a local 237 member. And I want to tell you of the Teamsters. And I want to tell you guys something real, real deep and real, real big, man. Make sure y'all understand that, man. You know what I mean? Understand what is what when we vote for these Republicans, man. We'll always do that. Make sure you understand that they ain't on our side. These are the same people that's there's going to be them rich Republican guys that, oh, I don't want to pay for health care. That's why they're fighting it. Why would somebody with a lot of money won't want to pay for healthcare? Why, if you care about your employees and you care about things, why everybody can't have healthcare? Oh, you're mandated. I can't afford to pay $10,000. But you can't afford to pay $10,000, but I got to work 30 or 40 years and my taxes pay your $10,000 because you can't afford it, but you make more than me a year. You got doctors that's making maybe $80,000, $90,000, right? And they're getting mad money. And mind you, doctors have, for the few doctors that have nerve to talk about, oh, this doesn't work, you guys charge for everything. You guys charge, I'm actually hurt. I got a herniated disc right now, so I'm walking around with a cane. I got hurt on the job, so I'm out on workers' comp right now, you know what I'm saying? And the insurance companies making crazy buku money. And let me tell you about these insurance companies. They're paid by your job to lie sometimes, to say you ain't hurt. You know, you ever got, and you people out there on workers' comp know, you be sitting on workers' comp, you be sitting down, you done, you got hurt, you got your x-rays, you got all your files, you got everything. Then, you know, you did a job. They send you to see their doctor. The insurance company sent you to see their doctor. This person sees you for a minute and change. Don't even touch you. Never took a test, never took an x-ray, nothing. Then your report comes back, you can go back to work. That's what these Republicans are doing. They're behind that. And then when you don't go back to work, even though you can get a lawyer and fight that, but now you got to wait 6, 7, 8 months for a court date, and you don't get the money right away. So next thing you know, you win. The only thing when you get the court date, and it usually ends up like this. The judges usually award the person who's hurt with the money, and then it takes about, you get 6 months later, you get all that money from when they didn't pay you. But the point of the matter is, it makes you don't respect the job you do, because here I am working for a job 12, 20, 30 years, then I get hurt. And the insurance company, the Republicans, got the insurance company rigged to beat me because they're figuring they're saving money. I tell you, Republicans are killing us. Republicans killed us from the beginning. When a Republican tell you anything, always remember who got us into the war. George Bush. And all those guys, Mitt Romney, you know, Newt Gingrich. All these guys used to rally around, all these people you see now rallied around George Bush like he was Cowboy Bill. George Bush used to walk, they used to, that's our president. And everything about them was fake. Everything. Look out, wake up, y'all. Look what's going on, man. This is real talk. This is 2012. We are in the days. We are in the days that we got to be on point, be on our feet, and be smart. And we have the days that we can't just let anybody pull anything over our head. It's not going down. We can't do it. It's not going down, y'all. So once again, man, you know, play a little bit of music. I want to make some millions up in this bad boy. Because I'm a little upset, man, you know. It's hard for me not to be upset because I have a son the same age as Trayvon, myself. And that could have easily been my son, you know. Not worry about my son. And I have two sons. I have a son that, you know, that's 15, and I have a son, Trayvon was 17, but I have a son that's 15. That's the same age group. That's the same age group that get pulled over or get racial profiled, you know? That's the same age group. So we're not supposed to get racial profiled, but we're not supposed to, you know, we get racial profiled all the time, but we're not supposed to think every white cop is prejudiced. If you can racial profile me each and every single time, why can't I feel that every, and I don't just say white cop, because there's black cops that's worse than white cops on the job. There's those black cops that, you know, I'm from the hood, I know what's going on, and growing up, he was a punk. You know, I'm going to tell you something. It's a precinct in my neighborhood. Actually, a guy, I'm just going to say his hood name. Hood name was Macaroni. Ain't going to say his real name. And grew up with Andre Harrell and them, the rappers. You know, I talk about, you know, the history of Harlem hip-hop. Macaroni's now a cop now, you know. And, you know, he was in the neighborhood, and it was so funny because the same neighborhood that he ran and got jumped, and some of the same guys that helped him when he used to get beat up and picked on and jumped, because he wasn't a tough guy growing up, he let his pals, his newborn pals, his newborn boys in the blue, when he seen that he was in his neighborhood and people knew him and they were talking to him, respect, people didn't even judge him as a cop. They're like, oh, look at Macaroni. We ain't seen him in years. Now he's, you know, wearing a blue uniform in the station in his old neighborhood. Him and his friends like that, wow, man, you know, I won't say his real name, you know all the perks, called your whole neighborhood where you came from perks, all the guys that you used to hang with, call us perks, short for perpetrators, brainwashed. Half of the guys you went to school with, half of the guys you ate at their mother's houses, you sat there, your family, you did this, girls that you tried to date and everything, and guys who held your back when you dated the wrong girl and got your ass whipped, and guys who held your back, and you could not tell your partner, your Caucasian partner, that these are my friends, they ain't perps. He said, wow, blah, blah, blah. He know all the perps. That just show you, they come in all colors. It doesn't make no difference what color we are. But we're in the building, man. You know what I mean? We're in the building, feeling really good, ready to do something. I'm going to play this joint with Young Buck and My Artist Glory. Let's do it.
You can tell from the whip and the outfit.
Hey.
You already know I'm off a big top. You can tell from the whip and the outfit.
It's Young Buck.
You already know I'm off a big
top. Yeah.
I'm the man, keep saying that I'm the problem. When they ask me exactly what I've been meaning, then I'm a fool.
Hey.
If you ain't on my level, it's best to stay at the home. Cause it's a full moon and I can live in my bed.
Ray LaBusey on some B and some C shit. My plug in the club, but he don't speak no English. I hit them all and dress him up and tell him act as king. I'm dirty, but all the niggas, they ride the cleanest. My bird is from it. And all the killers, the goonies, bitch, they learned it from it. I be rapping poppy, you can't knock me over and out.
Hey,
yeah, I'm a big dog, bitch. Shift gears on your Harley, but I big dog kick. Little nigga, you a puppet talking big dog shit. And you know I keep it chopper with the big dog clip. Watch your mouth.
Different. That's my man Glory featuring Young Buck, some joint we just did. You know what I'm saying? That's on my mixtape Project Profits. Make sure you get that .piff.com. Yeah, me and Will Porter was talking a little bit, man. We still talking about the breaking news, the new news about the video. Oh, I just want to tell y'all two things. I got to let y'all know this. Tomorrow night, make sure y'all tune in. It's going to be crazy. Tomorrow night, an exclusive interview, the history of Harlem hip hop part 3. Interview with 007 Mr. Bond, the very, 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 very first hardcore rapper. This is back when Sugar Hill Gang was out. This is back when Grandmaster Flash and all these guys was out. He was the first dude talking streets. And, you know, he had virtually disappeared, man, and a lot of cats used to wonder. You know, you always hear about a lot of the Cold Crush and all of them, but there's a lot of groups that you might not have heard about that were just as popular or even bigger or, you know, even, well, I'm not going to say too many people were bigger than Cold Crush, but there was a lot of groups that were just as popular as the Cold Crush. So, you know, we're gonna bring that to the attention. You know, big shouts to Grandmaster Cash and them because, you know, what they definitely do is inform you on history of hip-hop. But I just want to bring a lot of the cats that never got their props and dust due, and especially being that I'm from Harlem, there's a lot of Harlem MCs and rappers who paved the way for this hip-hop movement back in the days and never got their just dues. I mean, we all know it started in the Bronx, but when the Bronx and Harlem is right next to each other, so when you can say it started in the Bronx, you can actually say it started in Manhattan, too, in Harlem, because we just a bridge away from each other, and dudes in the Bronx hung in Harlem, and Harlem dudes hung in the Bronx. Me, myself, I went to school in the Bronx. I went to Alfred E. Smith High School, so, you know what I'm saying? And I went there back when it was an all-boys high school, so, you know, dudes in the, you know, everybody hung in the Bronx, everybody hung in Harlem, so... But it did start it with DJ Kool Herc and the boys, and, you know, he was known for doing it. But it like a week or two later, it was in Harlem. It wasn't like the other boroughs that may have got it, you know, months and months and a long time later. No, it started in the Bronx, and like the next week, it was in Harlem. You know what I'm saying? Hip-hop. So that's why I do the History of Harlem Hip-Hop Part 1, Part 2, Part 3. And Part 3, you know, me and my man Kev's Get His Cook On brought you Part 1. We talked about how his mom started this Clinton Center, which is a landmark, which was actually the home of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. And Dr. Jekyll, y'all, some of y'all might know him as, you know, Puff Daddy's mentor, Andre Harrell. know what I'm saying? So some of y'all might know him like that. And then I did part two with my man Ray Vaughn, which was a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful one. Thanks for the little support on that one. My man Ray Vaughn and Travis Jacobs. Travis Jacobs is an actor and a director and a producer, and he's actually he's doing a movie about unsung heroes and the Magnificent Seven story, which is they are some unsung heroes. And Ray Vaughn gave a great, beautiful hip-hop interview, which definitely brought a lot of attention. A lot of people called me up, and a lot of people were like, I'm feeling that. Now I'm bringing you the one and only Mr. Barn. I got a few people online. You know, I got the Crash Crew online. I got the Death Committee online. I got my man Tanky T and DJ Dollar Bill online. Stymie and all the peoples. I'm bringing it back. You know what I'm saying? I'm speaking to some of the people from the Carver Mob that was part of that. I'm speaking for some of the cats that was up on the hill. You know what I'm saying? And word is my peoples that was connected with my man Little Baby D, who's the rock Mr. Souls all the time, you know what I'm saying? So, and I'm working on, and I know I'm going to get him because he's my man. He's actually reffing my basketball tournament, the legendary, the great. He had two names. He's known as DJ Ronnie Green with the Force to Four and the Get High Crew, or you want to be Chap, 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 the Rock, 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 Chap, the Rock. So I know I'm going to get my man Captain Rock up on here because that's my homie. No, we gonna, even if I got to persuade him with a little bit of extra referee work for the basketball tournament or whatever, we're going to get Captain Rock up in the building. That's how we're going to do this, man. But next week, you know, Kappa got his own little thing that I co-host with him, that we do legends and hip, you know, into R&B music. Guess what, y'all? We got a real big legend coming on next week. We got Mr. Marshall Thompson, leader of the Shylights. That's right, lead singer, leader of the Shylights, Mr. Marshall Thompson. He will be on the show with us next Thursday, 8 p.m. exclusive. This is going to be a special Thursday night because we're coming on earlier than 10 o'clock. We're coming on at 8 o'clock that Thursday, so it's going to be crazy. We have Mr. Marshall Thomas from the Shylights. That's what's up. That's what's up. You know, I'm feeling really good. Beef 2 Radio, we blowing up. Hope a lot of y'all tuned in to my new homie. He's in the building, DJ OC Forever. That cat rocked the house last night. Y'all can't deny that. OC took him back 3 hours of nonstop music. Always make sure y'all check out my man OC on a Tuesday night takeover. You know what I'm saying? Every Tuesday on Beef Stew Radio, 10 p.m. to 1 p.m. OC just killed him last night. Welcome to the family, bro. Welcome to the family, bro. So we're in the building. I'm thinking about playing one more Will Porter song before I get up out of here. You know what I'm saying? Trying to roll up. Now what y'all think when I say I'm trying to roll up? The first thing somebody says, oh, he's trying to roll up. Money talking about he's trying to roll up. I'm trying to roll up out of here. That's when I say roll up. First thing you people hear when you hear roll up, you think you're trying to roll up. Here's another Will Porter joint, man. Being that it's zoned out, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to expose Will as a manager, as a good manager and a DJ. I'm doing both. I'm his DJ and I'm part of the management. It's not a conflict of interest. He pays me. I work for him. That's what the deal is. All right? So, Will had told me about it was a different time when slices was a dollar, you know, and before TNT rolled around with the Impalas. And the year was 1988.
I've made up my mind. Don't need to think it over. If I'm wrong, I am right. Don't need to look no further.
Bringing 88 back. 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 Bringing 88 back.
Giuliani versus Gotti. First takes of Bacardi. How the police in the lobby discovering another robbery. Live history. B-boy era. Graffiti in the train station. Tougher than leper. Old school Adidas and four fingers rings. Drunk game crazy. Crack on the scene. Jordan Carolina. Tokens cost a dollar. Mets ran the city. Mayor Koch had the power. Think about the past and how it all changed. Now it's 106 and Park. Used to be the Soul Train. Reagan left office. Bush took over. Gibson Sugar Lane with his game 7 homer. I was just a kid with dreams of being big.
Bright lights, big city, this what we did. Respect to everybody who paved the way. Although I love where I'm at, here's a toast to 88.
A slice with a dollar, no cops in the parlor. TNT came in the 90s, made it harder. Ronald Reagan out of the office, it got harder. KRS and Ice Cube album got me smarter. A slice with a dollar, no cops in the parlor. TNT came in the 90s, made it harder. Ronald Reagan out of the office, it got harder. KRS and Ice Cube album got me smarter.
Bring an 88 back. Bring an 88 back. Bring an 88 back.
Okay.
Bring an 88 back.
Yeah.
Bring an 88
yeah.
back.
Hey, yo, there's something about them years that I can't forget. EPMD came out, the R had gold on his neck. I'm from the new school, showing respect. Kids hug me. When I was 8 years, I was watching the real Dougie. He taught me how to Dougie. Coochie rap money. N.W.A. had me in the blaze. Chuck D fighting for rights and airplay. Crack came along, now the streets in the blaze. My mom used to say, come up before the street lights come on. Ma, that's when the DJ come on. Chill Will had the whole street, it was on. Songs by Biz Mark used to cover the park. All the adults had a can of beer in their hand. My man used to pull girls' ponytails and ran. Here's a shout to those who paved the way. Although I love where I'm at, here's a toast to 88 Jack.
A slice with a dollar, no cops in the parlor. TNT came in the 90s, made it harder. Ronald Reagan out of the office, it got harder. KRS and Ice Cube album got smarter. A slice with a dollar, no cops in the parlor. TNT came in the 90s, made it harder. Ronald Reagan out of the office, it got harder. KRS and Ice Cube album got smarter. Bring an 88 back. Bring an 88 back. Bring an 88 back. Bring an 88 back, bring an 88 back, bring an 88 back.
Ow. That's my man Will Porter, 1988. I like that joint right there. We are in the building, Beef Stew Radio. I want to give a shout out to all my friends. I love all my friends, man, all my homeboys, man. You know, sometimes you get into things with friends and things, you know, things just don't seem to work out. But, you know, with me, man, you know, I just want to always know what all my friends to know that friendship is friendship, man. You know, I'll never let nothing get in the way of my friendship, you know, especially no business or nothing like that, because everybody ain't made to be business together. Me and Drinks on Russ was talking about this every day. I was like, just because you may can't do business with a friend don't mean that that's not a friend. And you always got to look inside your heart and look beyond the money or the business part, and remember when y'all was friends, especially if you and your friend grew up when y'all was a little kid. You got to remember when y'all was friends and before everything started, when your lives were just innocent and you actually played tag and Ring Alivio and Black Row and Manhunt. I mean, kids don't got games like that now. Everything is Black Ops and this, you know, games on the computer. But before we had computer games, we had to do the running, and all excitement came from us, actually ourselves. And, you know, you got to look back into that. Me and Russ had a talk, and we both agreed, you know, if we ever had any friends that we bumped heads with and go, still love you, bro, you know what I'm saying? We still love you, man. Just, you know, just things just didn't work out for us, and I wish things work out the best for all my friends, you know, all my homies, all my family members. When you look at what happened to Trayvon Martin, you realize, man, that, you know, life is short, man. Things could just happen at any time, you know? Like, when little bro went to the store to get that little Skittles and that Arizona juice. He ain't never had it in his mind that his life was gonna get taken for something senseless by a bully, by, you know, Mr. Zimmerman. And we're not gonna let you off the hook, Mr. Zimmerman. We're gonna get you till we get you. This is how we're gonna do it. This is how America is gonna do it. This is how the hip hop community. This is how everybody we know. And Facebook is showing mad love. Like I just that's the one thing I disagree with Architect about. I understand that, you know, there are a lot of people been getting killed, but we got to start somewhere, and I think this is where we start at, right here, with Trayvon Martin. We start right here. You look at this younger brother, and you look at now, and I'm telling you, I hope you guys are going to the Beef Stew Radio page on Facebook. We have a foot copy of the video of them when they arrested Mr. Zimmerman that night. All right, we got the footage, y'all. We got it. This has been on the news all night, but we had it right when the news had it. Like, my Inside Connect sent it to me when the Ed Show on Channel 14 was dropping it. I was dropping it. Dropped it right the same minute with the Ed Show. So that's how we do on Beef Stew Radio. We do our research. We do what we do. We take what we do seriously. This is a radio station, and it's a beautiful family radio station, and we love our family. You know what I mean? We all family on this station. And we love our family, and we do whatever, we do the right thing all the time. Speaking of doing the right thing all the time, once again, it's Showboat Classic time for all you guys out there. Well, let me explain to you what Showboat Classic is. It's a tournament that me, Capper, and my man Big Boo, rapper Tony Stans, and my man Jiggy Jazz, DJ Legendary, DJ Jazz from back in the days, Jazzy, you know, DJ Jazzy Jazz, Jeff, you know, Jazzy Jazz, excuse me. You know, we put together this tournament in East Harlem, man. Started off on the 4th of July. Kids was playing with firecrackers, and the kid I know almost blew his hand off. Basically blew his hand off. So we tried to make things a little safe for the younger brothers, you know, back then. This is like 15 years ago. We're going on our 15th year now. So we tried to make things a little safe for the younger brothers back then, and we started a basketball tournament. And it's got Rucker's talk. It's Rucker Park style play, but it was just for the kids, you know. So it was a place for the kids to come out there and feel like they was in Rucker Park, and we had the microphones. And little did we know we was going to grow up to be one of the biggest things in East Harlem and Harlem. You know what I'm saying? We grew up to be a major basketball tournament. I remember the days when it was first done, we had 6 to 8 teams. Now we're pushing 45, 55 teams every summer. We're dealing with over 800 to 1,000 kids each summer, and we're expecting even more this summer because the age group's usually been from 14 and up to grown men. So now we're bringing the 10 and under, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of parents was coming to us about a lot of basketball programs in Harlem and East Harlem was jerking their kids or trying to control their kids, and they wanted the ethics that we do at the Showboat to be instilled to their kids. So now we add on the younger kids. So if you're a coach, you know what I'm saying, hit us at info@beefstewradio.com, and I'm definitely going to get some information on you. You know, hit me up, need your name, your phone number, the name of your organization, your team, and my partner Londo Sullivan will call you and tell you how you can get your team in the Showboat. And if you want to see what we're doing at the Showboat, go to the website, sbcse.com. That stands for Showboat Classic Sports and Education.com. And go to the website and see what we're doing. I mean, we're doing it big. I mean, kids, it's official. Nobody can deny it. And nobody can deny us. Before they go to Rucker Park, before they go to the King Dome, before they go to West Forth, they got to start at the Showboat. And before the Showboat was, it was just like you be a kid, you might get known at Rucker Park. The Showboat made it as kids be having a name way before they come to the Rucker Park. Kids get their name in the Showboat, and coaches at Rucker Park is coming to sign them. It's just a difference. It's like Rucker Park is the pro lead, and we're the college lead. Rucker Park and the Kingdom is the pro, is the pro lead, and the Showboat is the college lead. I have seen many coaches. You know what I'm saying? Many coaches from the top teams in the Kingdom have came over and spoken to me personally. Yo, who's that kid right there? Yo, I want to get that kid to play. And the next thing you know, the kid is very known. And 2 months later, and another year later, I see the kid is in Rucker Park breaking his neck, breaking ankles and all that. And it started with the Boat. And if you don't believe it, you can also go check out our documentary on YouTube. We got a documentary. We got the preview. It's not done yet. It's almost done. But we got the preview of the documentary on YouTube. You can go check that out. You know what I'm saying? Showboat Classic documentary. You know what I'm saying? And you can go check out a lot of films. You know, big shout out to Raheem Drinkwater. If you don't know him, he was hosting our ESPN type sports show for the kids. We the only tournament that does that. All-Star Games, All-Star Weekend for the kids. We the only tournament that does that. That's right. We set the trends. We came out first with the hottest uniforms in the game, made everybody had to get uniforms. You know, when we came out with uniforms, we put it to the fact that no more T-shirts, y'all. Everybody got to get uniforms. Even though we went through some ups and downs our own selves trying to keep it, trying to keep up with the uniform things our own selves. Sometimes it slapped us in the face a couple of times, but we're back. So for all you people who love the Showboat, want to be there, make sure you hit info@beefstewradio.com. The tournament will be starting as scheduled. We might start a little bit early this year. We might start in the beginning of May, being that we add the different groups with the young kids. But the regular tournaments and the college freshmen and the limited, they will start when school is out, like around June 26th. And that's how we usually do it. As soon as school is out, we open. It's on 108th Street. If you want to just come out and see some games, it's on 108th Street and 3rd Avenue in East Harlem, New York. The park is called Poor Richards Park. It's in the shopping area. So, as you know, it's crowded out there because we're in the deep heart of the shopping area of East Harlem. And once again, Poor Richards Park, 108th Street and 3rd Avenue. And it's going to be a good summer. All right? So, with that being said, I'm just going to take just a moment.
Yeah.
Now we've been together a long time. And we've been through our ups and downs. But I think it's time we take this to the next level. What you think? Let's see. Yo, with an attraction for my poetry and my interest in you, always knew that you'd go with me. Started to get to know you online. Had a hard time figuring you out, so there was a little doubt. Almost all battles in the beginning, like being in it. But there was no intimacy to go along with it. Plus other things caught my attention, not to mention questioning this. Like, why am I messing with this? So we all
say, where you going? Where you going?
I ain't going, I just need a moment. If I was going, you know that you'd be rolling. I'm just opening up other ventures I've chosen.
Where you going? Where you going?
I ain't going, I just need a moment. If I was going, you know that you'd be rolling. I'm just opening up other ventures I've chosen. Good to me, gave me my space, helped me fall in love at a greater pace, and make no mistakes, stood on that paper chase, just off the block, now I take the stage, and got a 9-to-5, that's why finance the rock, I'm fighting inside, you stay right by my side, try to provide, got other expenses, you ain't bringing much in, everything getting expensive, and it's costing us. It's like the more I give, the more you want. More than the cost to live, it's unfortunate. I can't get over it, feels like we're forcing it. Let's put a fork in it, get past this awkwardness. Talk all this mess, think we can resolve the issue. I ain't the type to sit and drown in a pile of tissues. But I do love you, just gotta think things through. I just need a break, I was thinking school.
Where you going? Where you going?
I ain't going, I just need a moment. If I was going, you know that you'd be rolling. I'm just open up for the ventures I've chosen.
Where you going? Where you going?
I ain't going, I just need a moment. If I was going, you know that you'd be rolling. I'm just open up for the ventures I've chosen.
Yeah, I got it all figured out. I can see the big picture now. You like, it just hit you now. I'm like, yeah, I'm with you now. My mistake for not catching wind prior. Now I'm snatching it, strapping it wide like a parachute, cause it's challenging, dying or something. But I'm capable of managing fire. Your people's mad cause I kept you locked up while we stocked up our backup for any drop cup. Plus I got you knocked up for the summer release. So if you cease to pop up, your numbers decrease. All you want stick around so we can still fill the crowd. We can still get them loud. When other ones let us down, we just let them bounce. We know the ins and outs. We just been in house. Got a lot in storage. It's time we get it out. It's time we start getting out. It's time we show them we can fill the crowd. I told you I have it all figured out. Let's show them all the big picture now. This is my time. This is our time. And we're here. And we're here. And it's clear. The music, for you, my life, what we've gone through, you know, it's just us, your wives, you're looking for the, come on, yeah. I'm about to bring you back to them days, back to my actual lyrical tactical way, in hopes that it happens to stay. Try to live life the practical way, but it's crazy how rappers make as much money as actors today. Or you can do both and double your growth. Have a couple of toasts, flesh is different, humble to bows. Honesty cuddling coats and shoes that be numb in their toes. Harder up in their nose, no panties up under their clothes. I started out hustling O's out of the QP. She was moving slow, got a job within 2 weeks. I'm where that money at, and I'm a funny cat. But got a solid left hook that'll make you take a fucking nap. I'm coming back certified in the terms of right. Say I'm on your knee before I tell you what I earn tonight. But if I have to wait, someone still has to pay me 1 o'clock once I hit the spot. That's all I have to say.
We making money, making millions. We making money, making millions. We making money, making millions. What?
We getting so high that we hit the ceiling.
What? We making money, making millions. What? We making money, making millions. What? We making money, making millions. What?
We getting so high that we hit the ceiling.
Yo, I never had a
so when I got it, I spend it. If you ain't done it, I highly recommend it. 9 to 5 and full-time surviving, thriving in the city where niggas get live and dying, living, raised children in. My brave gentlemen never break regimen. If it means Benjamins, the more the pocket, the more to spend. See, my niggas, we were born to win. So when I feel a urge to splurge, I just call on a Visa, MasterCard when I wanna go hard. American Express for that all-around fresh. Yes, it's gonna be a problem when I get that black card. I've been lingering with stars, but my bitch sort of far. But when it draws near, I'ma fly off in the leer. Like, so make sure the runway's clear, so that when I land, I can hear the clapping hands. I'm like,
we making money, making millions. We making money, making millions.
Struggle won't break me. My fake friends hate me.
Beef suit.